June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. What is happening during this month?
We have a lot of great things going on during the month of June. As you mentioned, it's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And really the purpose of Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month is that it's a time dedicated to increasing public awareness of Alzheimer's disease, but also to brain health related topics as well. So we're not just talking about Alzheimer's disease, but we're talking about how do we keep our brain healthy as we age.
What should we do to keep our brain healthy?
Well, the Alzheimer's Association has a great program called 10 Ways to Love Your Brain. And there's really four areas that we focus on. You know, even though it says 10 ways to love your brain, we really focus on the importance of physical exercise, cognitive exercise, which is a fancy way of saying brain exercises, diet and nutrition, as well as social interaction with people.
These are things that everyone could do in their, without too much bother, right?
Absolutely. And these are things that we really encourage people to start to do early on in life. So we're not just talking to our older adults that, you know, maybe have it a little bit more on their radar to be concerned about brain health, but also people who are younger in their 20s and 30s. And many of them are very common sense. We always say there's a direct connection, for example, between heart health and brain health. And so we know that there's an increased focus on diet and exercise and nutrition because it's good for the heart. But we now are learning more about brain health and understanding that many of those things that we've been taught to do because they're good for our heart are also very good for our brain and could potentially slow down cognitive decline as we age.
Can you name a few of the things?
Well, breaking a sweat is one of the first things we want to encourage people to do. You know, this doesn't mean that someone necessarily has to go out and join a gym or start running marathons, but it is about increasing the level of physical activity that we take every day and increasing that physical activity to the point where we are really getting our heart rate up and we're starting to break a sweat. So I always say try to incorporate that physical activity into everyday life, such as taking the furthest away parking spot when you go to the grocery store instead of taking the spot that's closest to the door, and then walk briskly. Those are things that you can just do as part of your normal day that would actually take steps to get your heart rate up and get that physical activity. We also encourage people to fuel up right. So eating a healthy and balanced diet that's low in fat and higher in fruits and vegetables, that as well can help to reduce cognitive decline. Many people have heard of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. Those are all things that we encourage people to research, to look into, to talk to their doctor and learn about so that they're eating that heart-healthy diet, which is also healthy for their brain.
And I imagine smoking and alcohol are factors in that too, right?
Definitely, definitely. One of the other ways that we have noted in our 10 ways to love your brain is to butt out, as we say. And that is, we know that there's a lot of research out there that shows that smoking increases our risk of cognitive decline as we age. So if we stop smoking, there's a potential for keeping our brain sharper as we age as well. And you do hear some things in the news about alcohol consumption and cognitive decline, and all good things in moderation is what we say, but we also want to encourage people to be very smart about the alcohol and reduce their intake of that as well.
Interesting point I saw here. It says new findings from the Alzheimer's Association survey found a majority of Americans would be concerned about offending a family member. Can you give us some background on what that's about?
Well, I think many times the earliest symptoms of Alzheimer's so closely resemble normal age-related changes that I think sometimes families are concerned that they would be making a mountain out of a molehill. Mom's just getting older. These are the kinds of things that are just normal. So they're uncomfortable bringing it up because they're not sure about what's different between normal age-related changes and the signs and symptoms that something might be wrong. And they're afraid of kind of stirring things up and making people angry if there isn't anything wrong with them. But we do know that people really should trust their instinct. And if they're noticing changes in a loved one, that having the conversation about the symptoms that they're seeing is really important, because there's many things that can affect how our brain functions as we age, and some of those are reversible and treatable. So if there's something such as medications, for example, that's affecting memory and how it's functioning, talking to the doctor, we might be able to improve those symptoms for that person.